brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got the head of an RFID company joining us, and Mike Rivera in the third hour, and the head of the, we could have got him on, but he was in a noisy restaurant last hour. I rescheduled him until the third hour. The head of one of the companies that's trying to get you to take a national ID card, basically, and use your driver's license or ID to buy and sell, which is all part of a larger plan. That's in the last 30 minutes of the show today. That's coming up. And there's all this other news. The Ron Paul debate is coming up tonight, the Republican debate. And we've got Jesse Benton, his media coordinator head, joining us coming up in 30 minutes. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Mary Bell in Texas and Carlos Frank and others. Mary Bell, you're on the air.
Hi, this is my second time calling. I just appreciate the show, and I just wanted to ask you, do you have any information on your website as far as medicine is concerned, how the doctors have just become so corrupt in their all of the medical education that they learned?
Yes,
with research.
And again, it's not the doctors. Well, we post articles all the time, but there should be a section on that. Doctors, again, aren't bad themselves individually on average. It's the training and the system and the indoctrination. They've been turned into spies against families. Your child falls off a jungle gym, breaks a finger in front of witnesses, CPS snatches them, just pushing deadly medicines, not even checking. I mean, we know that close to 300,000 a year die just from bad drug interactions, not mainly from pharmacists. They know what they're doing on average. I've seen the numbers. They're very professional because they get in trouble. Doctors don't. And so all the drug interactions, all of it, it's a disaster.
Yeah, Alex, what we found very scary is we're a homeschool family, been homeschooling for 19 years now.
And they consider it criminal, don't they?
Yeah, sure do. Mm-hmm. But we teach family medicine to our family and our children and our friends. And what I wanted to say is that when I did our research, every single medical education, every university, every school teaches all of their students outcome-based education, which is really scary because they teach all of their would-be doctor, future doctors.
Yeah, they're brainwashing all of them, and they've changed the medical schools for at least 5 years. There's no more Hippocratic Oath.
Yeah.
Hippocrates, to do no harm. They're there to exterminate. I mean, they're actually engineering it. Eugenics, euthanasia. They're teaching them to be law enforcement. And now here in Texas, they're trying to pass a law where they can have you committed. No judge, no jury. They're now literally imperial gods. We're in trouble.
Yeah, we said that on our site. We linked to your site from our site.
Oh, tell us about your site.
It's APM Formulators, and in a nutshell, what we do is just try to put parents in the driver's seat. We teach parents how to use otoscope, how to use stethoscope, because what's coming is really ugly, and parents need to wake up and just realize what's happening, and they can learn.
Yeah, no, they are using doctors to target homeschoolers and nurses nationwide. It's savage, folks. Again, the streets look clean, the trees look pretty, the sky's blue, but there's evil going on everywhere. But we're conditioned to not be able to recognize it.
The thing is, Alex, parents can learn. They have a brain. They can move forward. They can use logic. They can learn medicine. They can. When we called Harvard Medical School about 12 years ago and we got their syllabus, what we simply did was weeded out the trash and kept the good stuff and just incorporated a lot of early.
Well, in case there's this, I mean, I think doctors in the medical profession are wonderful and their practices are important, and it's been hard for the New World Order to break the back, and I appreciate your call, of the great medical tradition we have in this country. Okay, so I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater here, but it is being federalized. It is being taken over. It is being ruined. It is being destroyed. And that's why Ron Paul doesn't take government money in his practice. And this is what we're facing. And they know exactly what they're doing. And I think it's good to have storable food. It's good to have firearms. It's good to have some silver and some gold. And it's good to have medical books. And it's good to know how to shut a bone. It's good to know how to tell if somebody's got a concussion. It's important to have these basic medical skills. It's good to know how to dig a bullet out of somebody, how to sterilize the tools you use, how to dress a wound. I know how to do that. I've also worked off and on for 3 years for a large animal vet and have performed. I mean, I've done the cuts on cesarean sections on cows. You name it. If I had to, I could do it on a human. We'll be right back.
Sincere, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you know that you can do a solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government, Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We got Everest Sells on with us. He's the VP of Sales and Marketing for the Gal Group out of Toronto, Canada, and he's worked for, you name it, the who's who of top telecommunications and technology companies. 35 years in technology industry experience, and we'll tell you about their website. There's a link to it up on our sites right now. Coming up the next hour, we have the head of National Payment Card coming on with the driver's license and other ID cards being used to buy your gas, buy your groceries, and that whole integration that is coming up. There's a big UN announcement. They want a world ID card. Of course, they've already got it in place and standardized the number of digits and things they've agreed upon, but now they're making those public announcements. And so Ed Roussel's joins us from the GOA group. And, sir, I appreciate you coming on with us and spending time.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. How are you?
Pretty good. Just tell us about RFID, how you got into it, and some of the uses that it has, because there's been a lot of discussions now in the last few years, the media, a lot of talk about it being universally adopted, replacing the universal product code. Tell us where it's going and from the point of view of your company.
Actually, RFID has been around quite a while, but it's really gotten a lot of play in the last 7 years with Walmart announcing that it wanted its major suppliers to adopt the technology, and then the Department of Defense also dovetailed right on that same initiative. So it's gotten a lot of press, again, the last 7 years, but it's been around pretty well since World War II. Actually, it was used to identify friendly aircraft back in WW2. And it was widely used by the rail systems to track rail cars back in the 60s. But again, it's been a pretty niche kind of solution out there. It's been adopted by certain vertical markets, but now that the supply chain is thinking of looking at it, everybody's suddenly starting to listen.
But we're talking about a total integration, total tracking of the supply chain. I've seen it likened in some of the RFID consortium meetings, conferences, to Google as a search engine is able to track the universe of cyberspace, but this will put tags on all the products and literally start tracking it from its manufacturer right through the supply chain to delivery right into the landfill. Is that accurate?
Exactly. It is right into the landfill. It's right out of the refrigerator. Everyone's thinking that that everyone's fridge in a few years' time will have an RFID reader in it. And you'll have all kinds of fuzzy logic saying you got to have so much pop or so much cheese or so much milk in the fridge. And if you don't, or if it's a certain date, if it's past the due date, it'll probably alarm you and say you better get rid of it.
And then if you're not buying enough food, maybe it'll call CPS on you.
Well, who knows? Maybe the food bank will come walking and you know, knock on the door.
Yeah, the social workers will come help. Hey, they're starting Happy Test in England, which is really the new freedom initiative by the drug companies over in England and here in the U.S. But they call it a Happy Test, not psychiatric evaluations every week at age 5. But getting back to RFID, I remember back in 2001, I saw a USA Today article saying that Walmart and the Defense Department, as you just mentioned, were basically telling their entire supply chain that by 2005 all products had to have it. But that is behind schedule, isn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't as easily implemented across such a broad base as everyone was hoping it would be. I guess the biggest constraint, I mean, everyone does things if it's cost-effective, and if you can't find value in it, then why do it?
Were you at the Chicago RFID conference 3 years ago?
When they first announced the EPC Global, yes, I was.
Because I've got some of the minutes of that where they talk about the public, 79% is against this, but it doesn't matter, they will submit in the end.
Well, you know what it is, it's like almost any big radical change. There's misinformation and information, some of it accidental, some of it intentional. And, you know, there's, we on TV, I think a lot of people are misled by the fact that, for example, if you put an RFID chip in somebody, they can be tracked, you know, from space. The truth is they can probably, with the tags that go under the skin today, they can only be tracked at a couple of inches.
But not with cell phone tower booster relays, and we've got the patents, and those are being rolled out. I mean, I'm sure. I mean, I know you're more on top of this than I am. Certainly, they're developing. Take the RFID, the larger chips, the larger devices in the road tags that they're now trying to put into the inspection stickers right here in Texas. That is read by passive readers at a distance.
Well, absolutely. You know, the toll initiative, I think you've got a Highway 121 that's supposed to go toll in the state of Texas fairly soon.
8,000 miles are going toll, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, so, I mean, the thing is, the long-range tags have been around for highway deployment now for, I guess, at least about the last 10 years. And you earlier said in the show, for example, Exxon's been using RFID, those little key fobs when you go to the gas
pump. Tiger tag for about 8 years, yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, RFID's been with us. A lot of us been using it, don't even realize we've been using it. When you've got underground parking access or office access, if you've got one of those clamshell cards, chances are that's an RFID tag.
Sure, I've got an RFID right now in the back of my wallet.
That's right.
Right there.
Yeah. So, you know, the thing is we've been surrounded by it, but now that it's becoming a little more pervasive, and the fact that we're so wired in a wireless environment, I think that there's a real concern that this whole thing can go run amok if it's not properly implemented and controlled and the standards aren't followed.
Now, what do you think about this big United Nations announcement that CNET News is covering today? I would imagine you've seen it, or if you haven't, it just came out today. But you're kind of at the higher echelons of this whole system, so I would imagine you've heard about them calling for a global standardization for RFID, for biometrics, for all these identification technologies.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, if you look at security, security's got really three main ways of being implemented. It's either what you know, such as a password, what you have, maybe like a like that clamshell card to get in the office, and then what you are, which is your fingerprint or your retinal scan.
But here's the problem. You're not a good little globalist, or you haven't paid your income taxes. I mean, imagine what the Gestapo or Stalin or the Stasi or the Communist Chinese are now using RFID, trying to put it in their cards to control their public, and they're not making any bones about it, that they are using it for tyranny. Certainly, you know, with this being integrated into almost everything now, government has said and is now going to use it for that. So, I mean, it's a fait accompli right there.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think it's going to be harder and harder to hide, as I think we've all realized in the last 15, 20 years. The world's gotten smaller.
Yeah, so if you want to just you know, maybe have some cash from retirement, a little bit of gold, and, you know, you think you only got 4 or 5 years to live, your doctor's told you, and the IRS is trying to take what little you've got. They already stormed your house and, you know, took your wife's wedding ring, and she's since died, and you just want to go die in a trailer park. It's not going to happen. RFID is going to track you down.
Well, I guess you could always get that tag removed.
Well, you know, I had the police chief on from Bergen County. They have police chiefs in the county there. And he said, you know, he's involved with Apply Digital, and IBM's pushing it, as you know. And he said that he wants to make everybody take these. Did you know the Defense Department has white papers out on the public being forced to take it? Andy Rooney said we should be forced to take RFID tracker chips.
Well, you know, I mean, it's still a free world, but I know over here at Gao, we've been working with the healthcare industry's been using RFID to track patients, track babies, so that babies don't go missing or don't go to the wrong mother.
Yeah, but I see stories every few months where they had that stuff that doesn't work, so the answer is don't stick it in their sock, stick it in their belly button, and, you know, some hospitals are doing that.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, we usually use...
I mean, let me stop you, sir. Are you aware that some hospitals are doing that?
Which?
Putting it in their belly button.
No, I hadn't heard that.
Well, they put it in the part that's going to fall off, you know, the little, you know, inch bud there of the umbilical cord.
Well, we usually help our customers deploy them in the form of a bracelet.
Yeah.
So that it's removable.
Well, you know how they, about an inch or so, the umbilical cord is left on and it falls off?
Okay,
they're stapling them into those, and the Time magazine reported.
Well, that's a new way of applying it, I guess.
So, if the government passes laws for mandating implantable chips, now you don't have to have it. Just if you want to be able to buy and sell, or go out and you know, for the national sales tax they're going to have, are you going to be in support of the forced adoption of RFID?
Well, I don't think we'll see it, at least I don't think I'm going to see it in my lifetime. I don't think that kind of imposition is going to happen that quickly.
Would you support it if it was announced, though?
I'd support it if I was able to maintain a certain modicum of privacy.
But see, you won't have privacy. You just add that term on as an addendum, sir.
Yeah.
I mean, here's an example. Last time I checked, what is it, like 9 different states are adopting or have adopted RFID and their inspection stickers to turn the mainline roads into toll roads, and they admit it tracks people. It's been in the news 6 years ago. San Francisco's been using it in the Bay Area to track people outside of toll areas.
Right,
right there, I don't have a choice. If I want to go on those toll roads, because now they're phasing out the change, I've got to take an RFID. Now, that is forced RFIDing.
Well, don't you have an option to go on the toll road and just pay an extra amount of money for not having RFID?
Yeah, well, no, they've doubled it in Chicago. No, some areas they're phasing it out.
Just like
self-serve lines.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same thing with using a credit card in the store. They've got an audit trail on you.
Aren't we getting universal adoption, they say, by 2010 of RFID in in the credit cards?
Well, I think you're already seeing it in the credit cards, and the passports are also bringing it on now, too, universally.
Well, you're a very helpful guest. Do me a favor. 3-minute break. Stay with us. Do 5 more minutes on the other side, because I want to give you a chance to give us your take and what your company's doing and where you're going with this. I mean, I believe it's inanimate, but the question is, how is it going to be used?
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Ted Anderson for Midas, July 3rd, 2007, gold 656. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $677.28, $334.20 for half, $167.10 for quarter. That's $677.28, $334.20, and $167.10. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran lead attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places besides on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Ed Roussels is our guest. GalRFID.com, G-O-A-R-F-I-D.com. We got links to their sites up on our sites. Ed, I mean, I know that they had RFID on the aircraft in World War II. The difference was they were the size of a Coke can to being tiny like they are today. We've got RFID down to how small now?
Well, they're down to fractions of a millimeter. It all depends if you want to count the antenna. Most people just say that the chip is about the size of a piece of dandruff in some cases.
Where do you see this going? How long until there is this universal adoption of RFID?
Well, you know, there's a few obstacles out there. You've got the technological ones that are obviously getting in the way of the people that want to make money out of it, which is basically on the supply chain side. So those hurdles are going to have to be crossed. Then you've got the legislative issues where you've got people concerned about privacy, and those will have to be addressed. But I think the public will eventually start to understand how the technology works and the safeguards we put in place, and it'll roll out.
But what about, did you see it last year when one of the top British government officials over security said they'd done studies of Tony Blair wanting to put RFID in the national ID card, and that people could actually come up and then read it right off your wallet and steal your identity? I mean, certainly you know about those serious security problems.
Yeah, well, you'd have to get fairly close to the card. The thing is, most of those technologies, when they deploy them like that, either on a credit card or in a passport, you usually got a read range of about an inch.
Well, come on. A pickpocket can come up and steal your wallet without you knowing. You just walk right up behind them in a grocery store line or in a mall line or at the movie theater and just you read it. Easy as kiss my hand.
Well, I mean, the thing is, if they got your wallet, they got your wallet. Who knows what else you got in your wallet?
Well, here's the deal. I mean, this is all being rushed to be installed, and the people in major polls are against it. But I guess you guys have got the world's governments behind you. They're certainly pushing it, so it looks like it's going to get adopted.
Well, you know, the thing is, the governments are going to move at their own pace for their own reasons. What we're doing is we're finding that we're able to help our customers in the business sector. I mean, as you know, things such as tracking wigs. We've got RFID being deployed to track sushi in sushi bars to track a dish to make sure it isn't out in circulation too long. We're putting RFID onto school buses to track kids so you know when they came on board, when they left. We've got that custody record. I mean, there's a lot of good that comes with that technology.
Oh, yeah. I mean, think of what Hitler would have done with this. You just talk about tracking the children and the we're all being trained to be prisoners here, and I don't think you can just coldly sit there and look at it from the position of, hey, I'm just selling the stuff and then say everything that it's being used for is good. Out of the gate, it's being used for bad. I'm not saying the technology itself is evil. But we were talking during the break. I'm not going to, you know, disclose what you said because you said you wanted it off record. But can you speak to the fact that the resistance you said to it has been having some effect?
Well, yeah, we had a case in point a few years back where we had a done deal with a major clothing manufacturer, and once the protest groups heard that manufacturer was going to start using tags on their clothing, there was enough of an outcry that the manufacturer backed away.
Now, aren't there a lot of companies that are quietly doing it without even telling people?
That was done, but they backed away because they know that the backlash isn't worth it.
Because people caught them with the chips.
Yep. So they've been pretty open with it, and I think it's really a question of educating the public.
Well, you've got the last word. You got 60 seconds, sir.
Well, first of all, we see that RFID is being adapted in a lot of different verticals. Animal tracking with the BSE, with the food safety issues, it's certainly going to help there. We've got manufacturing organizations that are using RFID to track work and process. Since 9/11, there's been a real concern about safety, security, and access. Security systems are better as a result of using that technology. Access to parking facility is safer. Access to office space and home space is safer because of RFID. We see a lot of positive things coming out of it.
We're a lot safer with those nice men in black uniforms coming to save us. Listen, you have been a very honest guest, Ed Roussels, and it's GOARFID.com. We appreciate you spending time with us.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Take care. Yeah, they're using the RFID with the National Animal Identification Act to shut down the family farms. The big corporations don't have to comply. They wrote the law. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the fat loss patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears.
Coming up, Senator Biden admits 9/11 meeting with hijacker financier. This is huge news. Also, we've got debate coverage coming up here in just a moment. We have the Jerusalem Post with the headline, Shin Bet involved in 1976 hijacking. I talked about that some yesterday, but more developments have come out on that. News on the economy, Mike Rivera joining us in the next hour. But right now, from the site of the debates in New Hampshire, he's outside, you can hear the rain in the background, is the head of media coordinator for Congressman Ron Paul's presidential campaign. We really appreciate him, and he's Jesse Benton. He'll also be popping in, he or the campaign chairman, tomorrow. We appreciate him getting us Ron Paul last week. And, Jesse, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, Alex, great to be with you.
We are going into the debate tonight. And obviously, Ron Paul's strategy is being a constitutionalist, telling it like it is, anti-war, pro-liberty. But what type of coverage is the congressman getting in the run-up? What is he planning to say tonight? And how important is this debate?
Well, we think it's really important to continue to build on what we've all been growing. This grass fire movement that's been taking hold, you know, across the country through the internet and you know, on the ground with actual boots on the ground. Now we're seeing Ron Paul supporters, Ron Paul signs all over the place. Last night, Ron did an appearance on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and there was a real nice rally by supporters, kind of impromptu for him there. Got up here last night, and then we had a real jam-packed morning with New Hampshire Public Radio, New Hampshire Public Television, some other call-in shows to radio, and it's just been super positive. We just did a little CNN spot, see more CNN tomorrow. And, you know, we're just looking forward to tonight for, again, Ron to be up there and, you know, articulating his message and really showing everybody who the true conservative and the real Republican in this race really is.
Jesse, I know everybody's telling you, tell Ron this, tell Ron that, give Ron this message, give Ron that message.
Well, your suggestions carry some real weight, Alex, so I'm happy to hear.
Well, I'm flattered, but when I had him on last week, I forgot to bring this up to him, because he's very humble, but frankly, I know he also wants to be accurate. He said, you know, when he was on Bill Maher, that, well, we're not really showing up in the polls because we don't have enough money. Out of, you know, 50-something polls, state and national, they've only included him in like 6 or 7. So I think he needs to make the point that they haven't been including him in polls, and so that when it comes to real grassroots polls, he is leading. I think Ron Paul ought to start saying he's a leader.
Well, I agree with that, Alex. We are starting to really make the point that, you know, professional pollsters are talking about their difficulties with accurate polling of voters right now. When you talk about the prominent use of cell phones only, caller ID, things like that, you know, we're thinking that, you know, these polls are really struggling to demonstrate that they're really effective on showing what voters really think, and you know, we're confident that that, you know, polls are going to start to reflect some of the other metrics of success that we've been seeing with the campaign.
Well, that's it. They're polling two different universes, two different worlds, two different, you know, families. I mean, when you poll with those old polling lists, frankly, old ladies or whatever in inner cities, they probably don't even, a lot of them don't even know who the vice president is in national polls. They're not going to know who Ron Paul is, but you poll lawyers, doctors, school teachers, professionals, chemists. I mean, you poll the intelligentsia, you poll the internet. Ron Paul is the screaming leader.
Sure, yeah. I mean, young folks, you know, in their 20s and 30s that are very unlikely to even have a landline anymore are not really getting reached by these polls because they've got cell phones only. Their calls, their numbers aren't on call lists, and they don't answer. They don't answer when pollsters call because of caller ID. So I think you're right. Also, just to touch on your talk about some of the older voters, they are a very important demographic for us. And one thing we'd like to stress with them is that, you know, it's, you know, Ron Paul is the only candidate out there that has never once voted to raid the Social Security Trust Fund. And if you want a candidate that is really going to protect your Social Security and look to reform Social Security for your grandchildren, you can look to Ron Paul because he has never treated the Social Security Trust Fund like his own personal slush fund.
Well, Jesse, that's a great point, and I want to be clear. I'm not here saying old folks don't matter. I love old folks. I revere them. You know, we do a lot, you know, to make sure that old folks and the elderly and the infirm have all their rights. I mean, we really stand up for those groups. I'm just talking, I've looked at where these polling companies are polling, and I'm saying they tend to be polling poor, uneducated elderly for some reason. I guess that's because they'll answer questions. And I'm just saying that demographic is so skewed that I think that's the main reason Ron Paul only shows 2-3% in these polls when he's even added to the poll.
I think you make a really good point there, Alex. I think you make a really good point. And also another point to make is that a lot of this clamoring, you're right, Ron was excluded from a lot of polls early on. But, you know, a lot of the clamor and the outrage and, you know, the calls to make sure that Ron will be included in these polls is, I think it's really had an effect because these pollsters they're not able to ignore Ron anymore. You know, because of his presence on the internet and his success with so many other metrics and his popularity and groundswell support. So, you know, like I said, polls are polls, and you know, we really think that there are certain metrics of success, but we think they're going to start to reflect a little bit more of the other metrics of success that we're clearly
doing. What will the Ron Paul for President 2008 campaign see as a successful winner debate? What is seen, say, as a B-plus versus an A-plus? What are the goals? What are you going for tonight?
Well, you know, first of all, we're just hoping for equal access to equal time. And some of the Democrats have been real vocal in pointing out that it was a little bit of a skewed format, where Barack Obama got something like 16 minutes to talk, while Chris Dodd got something like 6 or 7 minutes. We think that would be a real shame if they get anointed the so-called front runners with a lot more time.
Great point. Oh, my God. You just exactly. You timed it out. How much did Giuliani get? Because it was clear to everybody watching. I must have gotten, no exaggeration, 400 to 500 emails saying they were cheating everybody but a few candidates. How is that fair if they give some people double or triple the time?
Yeah, and you know what? CNN has actually acknowledged this a little bit, and I really do think that CNN is operating in good faith here and that they want to be fair. So hopefully we're going to see a little bit more equal distribution of time tonight. And as far as what Ron wants to get out, you know, that's the great thing about Ron is because he has just so many natural contrasts built into his message. You know, he opposes expansion of entitlements. He supports a non-interventionist foreign policy. He's for sound monetary policy. He's the only guy really talking about these things up there. So all he has to do is just be able to articulate his message, and the distinctions are just abundantly clear.
Jesse, just three or four more questions. We'll let you go here in a few minutes. I know you're very busy, and we appreciate the time. Folks, you need to continue to support Grassroots, getting signs, getting bumper stickers at ronpaul2008.com. You need to continue to call 1-800-RON-PAUL and continually, even if it's $5, $10, $20, give a donation every month out of your paycheck every 2 weeks. I've donated several times. My family's donated. I know my father gave a large contribution. So if you see that one in there from David Jones, that's from my daddy here in Austin. It is so important for everybody to support Congressman Ron Paul, because even if he doesn't win, and I think he can get the nomination, I think he can win, and you never know unless you try, he is injecting real issues at a level I didn't even think he could. Already he is changing the national debate. This is a phenomenon. And Jesse Benton, I wanted to bring this up to you. Did you know, because we had reporters from Infowars.com there who confronted many of the major candidates Monday night, did you know over the weekend at the Democratic presidential debate, did you know, this is so exciting, that there were as many Ron Paul supporters as Hillary or Obama, and that they basically took over the Democratic debates?
I didn't know that, but it sure is nice to hear, and that just speaks to the passion of Ron Paul supporters. As people, more and more Americans are discovering Ron's message and waking up to, you know, to the fact, you know, we don't have to police the world, we don't have to have a nanny state, and we don't have to have government taking 50% of what we earn and then deflating our salaries and our holdings through the inflation tax. The more that people are waking up to that, the more people are becoming passionate. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me at all that you know, Ron Paul is the only viable option for that kind of platform, and either party is gaining more support and more passion than other candidates.
Jesse, I've been asking all the questions here. In closing, any other key points you want to make?
Well, I'd like everybody to please tune in tonight, and also we're really trying to drive people to our YouTube channel. Right now we have over 14,000 subscribers to our YouTube channel, twice as many as Barack Obama, and more than every other Republican candidate combined. So a lot of people make a big deal about appearance on MSNBC or something like that. 30,000 people at any one time watch MSNBC. We're halfway right now to our own MSNBC channel, where we can broadcast our own messages and our own programs tailored directly to voters. So the more people that sign up to our YouTube channel, the more successful that's going to be, and the more that we can directly communicate Ron Paul's message to the people. So please sign up through our YouTube channel at www.ronpaul2008.com.
Well, let me add to that. You know, you talk about just your YouTube channel. Sir, if you count the hundreds of other Ron Paul videos uploaded. I mean, I've got old interviews I did with Ron Paul 3, 4, 5 years ago that are on YouTube that have had 150,000 views. And,
right.
And you know, you add the, I don't know, dozens and dozens and dozens of clips we've put up, with the average one with probably 40,000 views. That's millions of people just from videos I have uploaded. And then you count there, you type the name Ron Paul into YouTube or Google, there are thousands of videos, sir. That's the point. We are beginning to dwarf. Bill O'Reilly has a maximum of 3 million viewers a night, and that was a few years ago. He's down to 2 million right now. The point is, the alternative media is kicking their butt. That's why I know Ron Paul is for net neutrality. Is the congressman thinking about talking about in any of these debates or to the press about the open announcement in the New York Times that they want to shut down net neutrality and start taxing the web?
Well, you know, that's the point that Ron tries to make every time that he possibly can, is that, you know, he is the staunchest defender of the Internet in the United States Congress. He has never voted to tax the Internet, never voted to regulate the Internet in any way, because he really, truly does believe that the Internet is the last true vehicle of absolute liberty out there right now, and we can't have the government's hands on it.
And that's why it's winning and dominating and taking over. Jesse Benton, am I going to have you or the campaign chairman on tomorrow?
One of us will pop on tomorrow, absolutely, sir.
All right, we will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you for the update.
Thank you, Alex. Great to be with you.
You bet. There goes Jesse Benton, ladies and gentlemen, and he is the media coordinator for Congressman Ron Paul in his presidential run for 2008. All right, I want to go to some of your calls in the next segment, the segment after that. Then we've got our guest joining us, and that, of course, is Mike Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com. Before I go any further, I want to just tell you that the FDA and Big Pharma are conspiring to deprive you of the nutrition, energy, and good health that you're entitled to. Are they concerned about the stress and anxiety levels in your life? You bet they are, because they know that the more you have, the sicker you will be, and the more drugs they can sell. Problem, reaction, solution. You can change this. Improve your nutrition with Innerfood, the best all-natural organic superfood on the market, to give you that nutritional boost to keep you energetic, focused, and healthy all day, every day. Do your body a favor and give them a call at 1-866-762-9238 or visit them on the web at enerfood.com. That's innerfood.com, or check out the banner on the left-hand side or the right-hand side of prisonplanet.com. Again, that's 866-762-9238. And call and get a free catalog if you're not online, or go online at innerfood.com. Look at all the other great products they have, not just this incredible superfood that would take me hours to tell you about. I take it. I love it. Innerfood, I've been hearing about it for 2 years, and I've been using it. It's awesome. I don't know what I waited for. You shouldn't wait. Innerfood.com. And continuing here, it is so important in the fight against the New World Order that you realize that it is literally you that hold the keys to your future. The power is in your hands to stand up against the New World Order, to stand up against corruption and evil and wickedness. If you do nothing, the evil wins. And I can't think of any better place, a better online video and bookstore than InfoWars.com. The scores of books and videos we carry by the best researchers and authors and filmmakers out there, bar none. My 15 films that we offer, from the Police State Trilogy at 45% off right now, all three DVDs in one DVD box set. 45% off, I don't know how much longer. We've got Terror Storm, first edition, the official edition. The final cut's coming out in a month or so. Only a couple hundred left. We're going to be sold out of this soon and won't have Terror Storm for a while. With a signed card with each one, get your Terror Storm at InfoWars.com or 1-888-253-3139, or you can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And never forget PrisonPlanet.tv. Hundreds of my weekly TV reports. Now we're putting up vintage reports before 3 years ago, before I even had PrisonPlanet.tv. We're starting to upload those every week. We're now adding in-studio video interviews. We're now going to add a TV show I'm going to shoot in-studio here, extra. We're now adding old special reports I did as we dig through hundreds of great shows I did in the past. All 15 of my films in super high quality, made for downloading and burning the disc. Such a fulcrum, a fortress, a factory of resistance. I want to thank all of you that are members, and I want to encourage you, if you're not a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv, easy address to remember, go sign up, takes a minute or two, get your passcode, get your membership for a month, try it out for $5.95, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free, PrisonPlanet.tv. It is just an insane deal, and I don't know how anyone out there would not have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And for those of you that do have it, some of you for 3 years now, I want to thank you. We could not do what we're doing if it wasn't for you. And I want you to know that your support is just as important as the work I do here each and every day. It is a chain. linked together. And without each other, that chain is broken, ladies and gentlemen. You're seeing the power of activism with Ron Paul. At least we're giving him a fight. We're going down swinging. And we have a chance to win. But instead of thinking about who's going to win, just start pounding them as hard as you can and never stop. By the way, I was talking to that RFID peddler earlier. And, you know, he's probably a nice guy to play golf with. But he says, hey, it's my business. It's what I'm doing. And he admitted me off air. He said it was confidential. But, you know, the major group that protests, we know who they are. And, of course, I remember launching that protest actually against that deal with that clothing company. I was involved. He didn't know that. Shutting them down, shutting their sales down, blocking them. They would have already had total tracking grid in place in 2005, but you took action. You answered the call. Answer the call on these films and books. Answer the call on Ron Paul. Never stop. So visit the online video bookstore right now at Infowars.com or call 888-253-3139. And get the info bombs and start using them against the enemy. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card number, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The battle for the Republic. The United States literally fighting for its very survival. Let's go to Carlos in Phoenix, been holding like a trooper. Carlos, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
Nice to finally talk to you. I was just calling to actually let you and your college know that the movement is in full swing in Arizona. I'm actually up in Flagstaff, nice small little 30,000-person town, and we are blowing up. We just had a meeting last night. That was a Ron Paul meetup, and in the next 2 weeks here, we're going to be really campaigning in this town and getting every single corner posted with Ron Paul signs.
And again, a lot of naysayers say, it won't do any good. You can't affect change. It's like building muscles. Even if Ron Paul doesn't win, and look, he's got a chance. We're building incredible momentum. I knew this could happen. And by the way, I privately was one of the people that encouraged him to run for president. I've been lobbying him for about 6 years.
Right.
Let me just finish saying this, because it's very important. Folks, it's like building muscles. Even if we don't win, at least we're in the mode. We meet like-minded people. You can use this Ron Paul local meetup system to create communities, to meet friends, maybe meet your wife, meet your husband. Who said this had to be dull and boring? You're going to meet hunting buddies. You're going to meet people to, you know, go out to eat with. This is about communities. Sorry, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that what people don't understand... Sorry, it's not exclusively about Ron Paul. It's about the message. It's about the message that this is a free country. It's been stolen from us, and we are taking it back, whether it takes a year or whether it takes 5 years.
Yes.
We're taking our country back by storm.
Come hell or high water, we're not stopping. We are literally just setting our jaw and moving forward, and nothing on earth is going to stop us. Only God can stop us, and I know God's on our side.
Well, the thing is we need to get those that don't believe in God as well. You know, we need to get people that just believe in their personal freedoms. We try to put too much of our own personal beliefs in this, and we need to keep it as a community thing, like you said.
Well, I mean, I agree but a lot of times they say don't get religion, and it means we should keep quiet about our faith. I mean, I think everybody should just get along with each other.
I'm a Christian myself, but I will never interject my 9/11 beliefs or my Christian beliefs in my campaigning for Ron Paul, because I want people to understand that it's about this principle. It's about a principle of a free society that we own.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. You want to plug the local Flagstaff, Arizona meetup group?
It's just meetup.com, I think, is the website, and just look up Flagstaff, Arizona, if you guys are interested in coming down anywhere in northern Arizona. We will be meeting at the library coming this next week. Not exactly sure of the time. Just look up meetup.com.
Good job. Good job. I appreciate that. Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and talk to Bill in Tennessee. You're on the air. Okay, or Texas or wherever. Just go ahead, caller.
Okay. Well, you know, just real quick about the gentleman you had on earlier. I'm a ham radio operator.
Yes, sir.
And I've seen prints for those key readers that they use, like at the Tiger Mart, and you can build them for about $15.
Well, he had to admit that there's no security, that you can just walk up to somebody and get all their details.
I mean, I wouldn't build one to do anything like that, but my two questions is, I heard something about starting next year there's going to be a new law where you can't do any buying and selling or trading with gold without informing the authorities, and I was trying to get the name of a guy you had on your show a while back who was a Texas Ranger and then went to work for the DEA and then wrote a book about how it's all corrupt.
You know, on both those issues, stay there. I'm going to try to refresh my memory during the break. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.